I am not an industry specialist. I don't know whether there were other, more intelligent options from an industrial perspective, Macron told GE workers in Belfort ahead of the speech, while acknowledging that the government had the power to block the deal at the time. Thursday's moves feed into Macron's narrative around sovereignty, making sure that France's and Europe's critical infrastructure are robust enough to support their economies and shield them from foreign pressure. Turning the page. Macron's bet is that this week's announcements will overshadow his past involvement in the Alstom GE saga. Ahead of his trip to Belfort, the historical seat of Alstom, French officials downplayed Macron's role in the 2014 deal. At the time, there was no reason for public authorities to doubt that GE, a large energy group, would develop these activities and preserve jobs, one of them told reporters. Someone close to the French president told Politico's Paris Playbook that back then Macron was more of an advisor, not a decision maker. But it's hard to argue that Macron's involvement was only marginal. The then minister defended the deal in Brussels, when the European Commission was reviewing it under the bloc's competition rules, and personally reassured workers at the time that the sale would not result in layoffs. Over the last 7 years, GE cut thousands of jobs in France, a social disaster for which far-right leader Marine Le Pen, among others, has blamed Macron. Macron has put nuclear energy at the top of France's policy agenda and has earmarked €1 billion of public support to build new small modular reactors, SMRs, seemingly shifting away from the goal set by his predecessor François Hollande of cutting the share of nuclear in the country's energy mix. Paris recently obtained that nuclear investment will be labelled as green under the EU's Sustainable Investments List, the so-called taxonomy. Macron said this will allow France to fund these new projects. He also said France will provide tens of billions of euros of financial support to EDF to build new reactors. Élysée officials said the project will be discussed with the Commission, which is likely to look into the government's support to EDF under the bloc's state aid rules. Before announcing his nuclear plans, Macron insisted on the importance of investing in renewable energy sources, such as solar and wind power, and reaffirmed the country's target to raise the amount of electricity produced from renewable sources. Macron's nuclear push still sparked controversy with environmentalists. Green presidential candidate Yannick Jadot was quick to slam Macron for condemning France to programmed energy and industrial obsolescence until the end of the century. Pauline de Saint-Remy contributed reporting.